Blog Talk Radio. Brown, I need you now. I need you now, and maybe Anna Brown again. I kind of love my favorite two song, the century this year. And, oh, yay. Okay, so, tonight we are going to talk about a whole heck of a lot of things, like, okay, I want to hear about tennis. I hate tennis. Why not? I'm so freaking mad about tennis. And why not? Yeah, we will talk about that in all the shows. So I'm going to bring my co-host on, and then I'm going to bring Brenda on in a second after that. What? Okay, my co-host probably will call back in, hopefully. Okay, I'm going to bring Bridget on first then. Hey, Bridge.
Hello.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just the two of us tonight? That would just be funny. I mean, you know, we could just, you know, I mean, you know, even though I saw the season finale of Grace when it was played, I might see the season finale again Thursday because they are repeating it.
Yep. Can I say something? I watched the MTV Music Awards, and I have to give Taylor Swift kudos for that song she sang last night.
Okay, no, okay.
And I tell you what, Kanye West's song sucked bad. I mean, that was
the
worst song I ever heard in my life. It was the very last song of the night, and I wasn't impressed.
I think it was the very last song of the night.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I wasn't impressed with it. Of course, not impressed with him anyway, but I was very proud of her. She wrote a very nice song about what happened with her and him last year.
You know, I'm sorry, but what he did was so wrong on so many levels.
It was tacky. To treat an 18-year-old girl like that who has worked her butt off just like anybody else to get where she is and to do that to her on national television, he should be ashamed of himself. I'm sorry. That's just sad. That's being a bully. I'm sorry. You're a bully to a person.
I agree with you because I just
waited till the backlash before he apologized to her. I'm sorry. He should have apologized. He should have never done it in the first place. But he apologized to her right afterwards instead of waiting for however long till all the crap was on him, and then he apologizes. I mean, that's
exactly. You know, I'm always getting the rappers like mixed up. It was when Kanye West mom the guy did that plastic Susie, right?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm sorry, but you're acting like a big fucking idiot. I'm sorry you did.
You know, I feel bad for him that way, but don't act like it.
Yeah, he should know better. And, oh, by the way, did Taylor win any awards?
No, Lady Gaga won a bunch of them.
What? I'm not going to.
I mean, I like her music, but her as a person, she is weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
Like five or different gowns that she barely could walk in the first place. I mean,
because they ever do like a country one. Like a country.
I don't think she won anything. I was more watching the appearances and stuff. I love Eminem. Eminem won a few. I'm glad he's back. He's gotten his. I think he's finally got his head on his shoulders. Hopefully.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because he was going through he lost a lot of weight. He gained a lot of weight and lost it again. He looked really good. Rihanna sang that song that he.
Yeah.
And that was the very first song played, but. Yeah, I was impressed with the host. She was kind of a lame.
Oh, yeah, people have been saying that all day about Cersei lately, and...
Yeah, it was...
Oh, okay. Okay, Silly is on the air now. Yay! Hey, Silly.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Shirley.
What's happening?
Well, we were just talking about what it's called, the VMAs, right?
No, it's the MTV Music Awards. I watched them last night.
Oh, okay.
And I was filling her in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I missed it and I forgot it was on. And, I know this is going to sound like I'm complaining. Maybe I am, but it's my show. I can't. I was so dang mad about the U.S. Open today, Baba, because this is the last week of As the Returns. And so I wanted to tune in, and the stupid U.S. Open thing was on, and my TV said As the Returns was on, like normal. But no, they moved it to another CBS station, and they didn't even have it on the call.
Okay, I'm a tennis fan, okay? Now,
I'm sorry.
Why do you have to apologize? I am and you aren't, you know, it's no biggie. But they didn't really show anything on CBS because of the rain. We had a rain delay.
Okay, Silly Hill on the West Coast, it looked like they were playing.
Well, they did play, but then they didn't play until later on, much later, because they were due to play at 4 p.m., but then it, because of the rain. And you know what? Plus that, Oprah was on.
She gave 300 guests a trip to Australia.
To Australia, so I ran
you guys, I just wanted to let you know Terry's on too.
Okay. Hello, Ter.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Hello?
You were on for like 2 minutes, but I didn't want to interrupt Surly or Brenda. So yeah, you were on for like 3 minutes.
I'm eating a Subway sandwich. Are you talking about As the World Turns? That was it on today?
I'm complaining about the U.S. Open. Yeah.
No, but you can't complain about that. Well, I don't know. I'm on the East Coast, and that game didn't start or should have started at 4 p.m., but because of the rain thing. In fact, they had no intentions of going to tennis. They went to Oprah because, see, I figure these are the sponsors, you know what I'm saying? And we were supposed to get the tennis match in yesterday. So I guess the sponsor said, look, let's not push it, CBS. We're going with Oprah, you know what I'm saying? So you can't blame it on U.S. Open today. Maybe in past days, but not today.
I'm really upset about is the fact that As the World Turns is the last week, and they had to, you know, people, we're excited about this enough as it is, and you're looking forward to all the episodes, and you have to have, like, a tennis, thinking that you're going to be watching the last week of As the World Turns for every day. But at least they put it on the internet. You could go if you have it.
I think the East Coast guy had the returns, you know, because they were going to play a full year, rather silly summer. But I think, once again, the West Coast guy and crapped on because it's okay, but I'm thinking, you know, because on Terry's DVR this morning, it said tennis. Uh-huh. And, but on my thing, it said At the Returns, Young and the Restless and B&B. Young and the Restless and B&B was on, but At the Returns wasn't on. So I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I guess we just have different things on at different times
because I get
YNR at 1 p.m. and you know every day, and I think you get it earlier than that. You know, like in the morning, we get here
at 11 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And Brenda was saying
I get
it.
Here's
the thing.
What time do you get it, Bridget?
Well, I get YNR at 10.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then they switched our AM or ABC shows. I get AMC at noon. I get OTL on at 12 or 1, and I get General Hospital on at 2 now. It used to be a AMC was 11, OTL was 12, and
wow.
GH was 1.
That's
but
difference.
See, they put Martha Stewart in place for some reason at 11.
I thought Martha Stewart was
hanging
over.
Yeah. Yeah, she's moving over to the park, but I think they were last season.
Old show.
Okay.
Something. I don't know what they took out of the ABC lineup to do that. So I don't know what the whole deal is on that. So now all three of my soaps are on 1 hour later than they used to.
Okay. Oh, you guys, we have another caller. I think this is Christy. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, you didn't miss much. I was just thinking about the U.S. Open taking at the return off you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah. Okay, you guys, before we go any further, Christy is having the greatest debate so ever tomorrow night. And you guys need to tune in, you guys. I will be co-hosting.
Yeah, please come on for me.
Oh, gosh. Let the cat fight begin.
I want you all like tripping over your watch. Did they show? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'm trying again for about the third time.
God willing.
Okay.
Hopefully,
though. We'll see how this third JSAM versus liaison debate goes tomorrow night at 9:30. So if anyone's listening to this and you're a JSAM fan, you can call in to Liaison Radio tomorrow night.
I think the J-Spam fans are scared to come on this show.
They're scared to call in. That's what it was the last two times I tried to have it. Like, they don't want to call in.
Oh,
and then I call into their radio show, and they kick me off the air. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, they don't want to.
Oh, and it's 7:30 Pacific for all the new West Coast people. And all I got to say is, could you borrow wine, sit back, and relax? Maybe I should not promote alcohol, but, yeah.
Mm. I got a question for you guys. I don't know if anyone knows this who watches Glee. Does anyone know if they're going to release it at midnight and have, like, a midnight release party anywhere, or is it just going to be, like, released, because I want to go get it at midnight. If it's coming out at Walmart, if they're going to put it on the shelves at midnight, I'll be there.
No,
does it come out tonight? Oh, next week.
Well, it comes out tomorrow, technically. But I'm saying, you know how they did it for Twilight, how they had a midnight release party when New Moon came out, that I thought maybe they would do that for Glee. But I could be wrong.
I haven't heard. No, but, you know, but I saw once they hit midnight, sometimes in Walmart you can go and get it. I did that with one of the Taylor Swift
albums. Don't they start putting it out at midnight anyway, so it's ready for the morning? The night shift guys?
Well, you know what? They don't have a 24-hour Walmart. By me, they're only open at like 10:30 or 11 or something, so...
Shit, ours is open 24 hours.
I have one by, like, my parents' house open 24 hours, but not here. Like, they do it, like, they will be open at midnight, like, for the midnight release party of Twilight. They stayed open later because it was for that. So if it's for something like that, they would stay open later, but I don't know if they're doing it for Glee. That's why I thought I'd ask people.
Oh, okay, well, I haven't heard anything, but if I hear anything, I will for sure let you know, but I thought
maybe
it was like a minute.
Call, yeah, doesn't Walmart have a 1-800 number? I'd call them and ask them.
Well, maybe I'll
do that. I'll call you guys back.
Yeah, either call them or, you know, you can even get on, go online and you can check it out.
Oh, yeah, Walmart.com.
I'll probably give you all the
schedules.
They have their own website.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would have it on the release or anything, but.
Oh, so you guys are
probably not. I'll probably call them and they'll be like, no, are you crazy? I'll act like I'm some idiot calling Walmart. You haven't even been there. Release party for Glee. They'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't know what Glee is.
They don't know. Oh, my God. If anyone, I mean, even my dad knows what Glee is. I mean, yeah. Oh, by the way, you almost lost your host tonight, by the way.
What happened?
Okay, so Grandma and I were going to my brother's, who lives like 5 minutes away. And right by my apartment complex, this stupid car just came out in front of us. Like, we didn't even see it came, like, out from the alley, and it nearly smacked into us.
And who was driving this time?
Grandma was driving this time.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't even her fault. I mean, with the other cars, and, you know, my grandma is so, I mean, chose metal. My grandma is so, what would you call it, Terry?
What?
Okay, well, my grandma is, like, quiet, and whenever she says the gobbler, she spills it, like, it makes her okay. But she didn't miss... She didn't spill out anything tonight. She just went for it. And
that's what I'm trying to do. Instead of saying, like, the F word or the S word, I'll be like, bleep that, mother bleeper. That's what I'll do.
Oh, wow.
Well, because Grandma actually said the S word without spilling it for once. And I'm like, and then, so she wanted to follow that call to, you know, say something. I'm like, okay, Grandma, we don't know if that call has a gun in it. We are not following that call.
That's right. Do I hear a little bit of road rage in your grandma?
Yes.
Well,
okay. Yes.
I got road rage, too.
Oh,
well,
God.
She says
people don't know how to drive down here.
Well, people don't know how to drive.
Do not know how to drive at all. They all need to go to, like, driver's ed class again. People are idiots down here. And, like, traffic will slow down for, like, no reason at all. Like, all of a sudden will slow down. And you're like, oh, there must be an accident. No, no accident. Just like a car, you know, on the side of the road that's got, like, that's broken down or something. Or there's a cop car on the side of the road, like, on the shoulder of the highway or something. No accident,
well,
just nothing. People just slow down for no reason.
Well, Christy, how is your legs feeling from Thursday, from, you know, when you went down to try and see Taylor Swift?
Oh, I'm fine. Other than a scab on my foot from wearing flip-flops and trying to walk very fast and flip-flop 6 miles in the French Quarter, I'm fine.
Next time, take some tennis shoes and...
Well, I was wearing a dress, so I didn't think tennis shoes went well with the dress. I was trying to stay cool as possible, so I'm like, oh, you know, I'll only walk like 2 or 3 miles, no big deal. Yeah, I didn't know I'd be walking all around the French Quarter trying to find this specific place to go. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All I gotta say about Ryan, all people is Victor is a nut. Victor needs to, like, lose Father of the Year if he's there. If Victor never has ever won Father of the Year, they need to get it back to them. Hand to them. Because, you know, stopping your kid married by arresting your daughter is insane, people. I mean, oh, God, really, he didn't know. I'm on the I-hate Victor kick right now because arresting your daughter at her own wedding. I mean, oh, my God. What did you guys think of that?
Think about what? What, I'm
what
sorry,
Victor
I was
did.
Oh, Victor's a real bastard, you know. But,
thank you.
But you know, I was thinking about this. I said, now you see a show like Y&R. I mean, look, it's so good. You know, minus mob violence and all that shit, yet you have Victor. I mean, look at the powerful story. He's such a controlling bastard. He's such a controlling
bastard.
He tries to control every freaking person. What is his problem?
I don't know.
I mean, but that's so entertaining because he's going to have so much backlash from his kids.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to, he is going to find himself. I mean, now, we thought that his heart that he was given by, what's
Colleen?
The girl's name?
Yeah, Colleen.
Colleen. Well, for a while, it did soften, but now it got into that old bastard's body.
Oh, yeah.
He's just as evil as he's ever was.
He won't change.
He's awful.
He's got to have control of everything.
But you know, who else could play this role? He's so damn good.
I know.
He's so good at what he does. He's so good.
I feel sorry for Nina.
I know. They killed Chance off.
You know what? I thought that maybe she was faking. I said, oh, no, this was all planned. But apparently, was the actor booted off the show, or did he leave the show? Oh, so he was.
Yep.
So he's really dead.
Okay. And my other question is, okay, does Nina know that what's in the car is also her son?
They finally told her. Yeah, they finally told her. But I would say I normally can't stand that character. But I'm going to tell you, as an actress, she nailed that scene she nailed it. I mean, I felt her pain. She was damn good.
Oh, wow.
I said, if she don't do nothing else this season, that was a powerful scene. That was a powerful scene.
Every right to be
really
pissed
good.
Off at Cricket. Cricket could have told her.
Yeah.
You know what? Cricket could have, said in like confident, okay, you're not supposed to know this, blah, blah, blah. But here is the, you know, lowdown. But no, I mean, I just thought it was very, very selfish of Cricket.
Well, it makes you wonder how long she knew. How long did she know he was her son?
Yeah.
I mean,
they never really said,
said.
So I guess you have to leave it up to interpretation as to how. But then she's saying because the guy didn't want her saying anything because that was going to, you know, to put all those lives in danger, his and the mother and, you know.
On the other hand, Shirley, she has been wanting to know her, find her son.
Yeah,
since
you're right. You're
taken.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, that's just unfair to
Why was the other son taken? I mean, I haven't been watching Y&R for like 30 years, so.
That white-haired dude pulled Chance in front of him, and that's how he shot him.
Right.
That's exactly what happened. In front of him, and then Ronan shot as he did it, and that's why he killed Chance. Mm-hmm. Because that white.
It wasn't like he was out to kill him or kill
no,
his
no,
brother.
No.
He was undercover for the FBI. He was playing along. He wasn't going to kill Chance.
No, and is both boys by Kate's son? Or maybe, is that Kate's? Zero's son?
Yeah. I don't think Ronan is his. I think he's somebody else's.
Yes. Apparently so. Yeah.
I can't remember whose he is from.
Oh, and by the way, Days of Our Life, people, I know I still feel sorry for eBay. He's lying in the bed, but I don't have the heart to do it, people, because... what he did, I'm not saying Sammy is the innocent one and whatever, but you know what? You do something like that to your mother's kids, and, you know, you fake a kid kidnapping you, you know, basically you said, you know, I was dead. Now, Dina was dead, and then Sammy find out months later he was in on it the whole time. I don't feel sorry for him.
Are they killing him off too, though?
Who?
That's what I cannot figure
BJ.
Out.
Because I don't know. What have you heard something?
I don't know.
No.
Just the way it's writing, it's like
just
there's
the
somebody else
handwriting on the wall.
I mean, you know, I just have a feeling he's done after the. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong,
yeah.
But I just
I
have
know.
A feeling that he's. Somebody's going to finish the job.
Oh. Well,
but, you know, I feel sorry for Sammy's son. That kid has been through with that bitchy mother of it. I feel bad for him. I feel very badly for him. And why doesn't she tell Ray? She kept so much shit from him in the past.
You
she might
what?
As well
okay.
tell it out so he can help her out.
You know, but someone, I don't know, I think someone's going to pull the plug. I don't know, with Dr. Musso, someone gets in the hospital room and pulls the plug. And, you know,
oh,
I
didn't
think
see that.
Yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pulls the plug?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, is it real? Because the face is so real. Stefano and Leif.
Well, who else would be leaving the show? You heard anybody else leaving the show?
No,
yeah,
the only one... Wait, the only one that is leaving the show is Adriana.
Right, Ariana, right, that's
yeah.
right, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
And she sure
Jerry?
Is EJ's champion. Boy,
oh,
she's talking to him. I said, geez, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, how was the sandwich? Okay,
Terry.
Terry. I'll be able to come to us in a moment. Hi, so Christy, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, Terry.
I'm not even, you know what, this is, I'm not even listening. I'm
oh, well, thanks a lot, Terry.
I am
we
so
don't
sorry.
Matter. Oh, gosh.
I'm like bad tonight. Okay,
Terry. Terry,
yes.
Okay, fine. I won't say on air, okay, but
who do you think poisoned David?
Huh?
Who do you
okay,
think
you know, here's
David?
My theory. I think he killed himself.
I don't even watch that one anymore.
That's how he
died.
Why would he kill himself? Why would he kill himself?
Well, and Ryan's gonna go under do that
hypnosis?
Whatever. Yeah, hypnosis, and find out what happened.
Oh, I watch AMC now and then, you know, when but this David thing sort of pulled me in, but I haven't watched.
And then that kid stole information from Palmer's nephew's computer today for JR.
Ooh.
Yes.
But you know, David. I mean, they all looked okay about David. Fighting the dust, too. I mean, he looked like, okay, good. Not that he's so good he's dead, but the reaction he had almost like, you know, no emotion. Then, you know, Babe and Zayo's son, little A, you know, who did it from a classmate. And I'm like, oh, that's sort of sad. And
oh, well. Right along.
But... Okay, I swear one life to live if you are gonna screw me around one more time, because I swear if the baby is not Birdie with Jessica and Natalie with Dawn, I am gonna throw something really hard at some ABC person, because they are messing with the dynamic couple, two dynamic couples, and they need to leave it alone. And now I have Ford as the daddy. I will assume myself as Ford the daddy.
And that Eli's live, the son of a buck.
Yes.
How in the hell did he do that?
I figured it out.
What? How?
Okay, well, you know, because Eli had Taylor sign another document, not the actual will. And, you know, but is he dead? Is he really dead, or do you guys think he's still alive?
He's alive. He was on today.
Alive.
He had Blair find that gun, and it had blanks.
Oh, wow.
And somehow he already had a dead body with the gun's original bullet in this guy to make it look like it was him. But the thing is, how in the hell did he get that body in there before the with Blair being in that building and before the roof fell down on him? See, that's where I'm boggled, because John and Natalie figured out he had blanks because they don't believe he's dead either. They figured out he did the blank thing, but they don't know how the body is in there. Which boggles my mind, unless he did it when John grabbed Blair and put her outside and then did it then before the roof came down. But where in the hell did he put a body? Unless
typical WTF moment on soaps, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
Rob's try to get Danny, because he's there now. He was watching Danny and
Todd
in the house today.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
God, we're talking about a psychopath.
Man.
Oh, talking about General Hospital, even though I haven't watched it. I mean, I'm only caught up to last Thursday, but let me say my little another bits of the night, people. Is they gave me a Maxine Spinelli scene. They gave me a Maxine Spinelli scene. And to fuck it all up with who going over and talk to that dumb idiot Matt.
Are you upset?
It's like playing with my emotion. I mean, can I just have one couple of general hospital people that I love? No, you have to fuck them up, Brian Fonz.
Well, that's just like spam trying to plan a Greece trip.
Oh,
that is liaison's trip.
Yes. Oh my gosh!
Go ahead.
I was gonna mention that earlier. I was like, what a ripoff, man! And then he gets a call from Suzanne, which was really nice.
He knew
because she said, is this Jason Morgan? Because this is an emergency contact. He knew he was talking about Brenda, you know?
Oh, you guys, hold on. We have another call, you guys.
Oh, gosh. When will the madness end? Oh.
918, you're on the air with us.
How you doing?
Hey. How can we help?
What is the subject tonight?
Okay.
We're talking soaps,
prime time, anything.
Say it again?
Do you have a soap question? Are you furious with the soap? Or do you want to, like, throw your remote at the TV, kind of mad at the soaps? He hung up. I was funny.
Isn't that the same guy that called once before, and he does usually the same thing, don't have that much to say?
I wonder if they even know what they're calling. You know what I mean? They just call randomly?
Exactly.
You know?
I screamed at the TV like at 2 o'clock during the whole Maxi and Spinelli thing. And then, you know, that damn friggin' Lisa. Oh, my gosh.
We were talking about this earlier today, Carrego. I love Maxi and Spinelli. I really do. I love them. But, I mean, if the writers are really adamant on not bringing them together, I was starting to her going into Lucky's orbit. But now I was getting all excited about that, but now it looks like he's going to have another love interest with that Saban character. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that, but I mean,
Liz as possible. Nick can have Brooklyn, and Lucky can have this Irish girl, and Liz can be free of the Booby Brothers. I'm sorry.
The Booby Brothers.
I mean, enough to that. Move on away from the four-pack. I'm sorry.
And can you guys, I'm probably going to get hate mail or one of those, but I don't count. And, you know, can we just have Sam sleep with someone random just so she can get out of dates and open seeds? Because, you know.
Did she really hurt herself?
I don't know.
And that's why they wrote that in, her hurting her ankle, because she has a boot on her foot.
Yeah, she's on crutches, too. I was reading she's on crutches.
Something must have happened.
Okay,
that's the only reason that, because Maxie's character, she broke her foot, so they had to have her in a crutches. Someone, if Kelly Monaco didn't hurt herself somewhere, and they had to write that in.
Oh, maybe, okay, this is the case.
She was wearing a boot. I'm sorry, if she's acting like she's hurt, then that's stupid. But I think she really hurt herself somewhere.
Mm. Maybe on
the... Because if she wasn't, then what is the point other than to have her stay in his apartment? I mean, you have to go to that length just so she can shack up with him?
Oh, God,
We lost Christy. We lost Christy, by the way.
Well, she'll be back, probably. I was enjoying
the Christina and Ethan scenes today, which was very refreshing.
They were cute.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I have something to look forward to this weekend.
I think that could be, like, another, like, Luke and Laura type of a thing. Because wasn't Laura used to? But, I mean, Ethan's not that much older, but, I mean, it could be, like, a... They can make it, well, I think I saw that. They were comparing them to, like, Luke and Laura on one of the message boards or something, you know, but I think that could be a nice storyline if they tell it right, you know?
Exactly.
Start them as him really, because he said today, I love what he said today to her. He said something like, how would we say?
How'd you get so smart or something?
No,
she brings out the good in him or something.
The best in him. You bring out the best in me. And then when he was talking to Johnny today about you know, calling a truth or something, you know, he said something about Christina to Johnny that I have what did he say to Johnny about Christina? He said something about Christina.
I can't remember that,
but I really love that statement that he said to her because Christina's got, you know, is a part of him, and he doesn't want Christina to see Christina get hurt or anything.
And that big
advice Sam gave Michael, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. Why can't you just shut up? Oh, him about going back to school? And then she fell on him, and he kind of winced, and I'm like... Wasn't it supposed she was supposed to be in, like, lingerie, and she did that, and he freaked out on her? He didn't freak out on her today. He just kind of flinched and...
What's even, you know, it's sort of a normal reaction what he's been through. Okay, I have a question that's been bugging me ever since I saw it the other day about Ryan Alwood. Doesn't Nikki know that this woman is psycho and she keeps slipping her alcohol? I mean...
No, she don't know.
Okay.
She don't know.
Okay, you've been watching soaps for how many years now and you know that they always do things like that. No character on the show knows what's going on with their character, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know, I just don't want...
Do you think she's a recovering alcoholic that she could taste that vodka?
Yeah.
This is the part that I can't understand. Now she puts it. She puts it in. So this is the part that I don't understand. So now they're kind of playing with the, you know, with the viewers, you know, intelligence. Don't you think? I mean, an alcoholic would be more sensitive to a taste than a non-drinker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she should. Picked that up, and whether she had it in the first time she put it in her ginger ale or something.
Yeah,
now she's making this drink, and she don't taste it.
Come on. Well, you know, that's typical soap opera. You know, think the fans are stupid, you know. But Nikki, you know, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, and, what was it? Oh, you know what? Christy's back. Cool. Hey. Can you hear us?
She noticed this time.
Oh, okay. So what did Rama and Toga say?
Oh, no. They, like, no, we haven't heard anything about that. We're not doing that. No. Like, you know. Sounded like I was on acid or something.
Okay.
Yeah, they thought I was crazy. So, we're fine. I just thought I'd ask a crazy question. Because I figured, oh, well, you know, you guys did it for Twilight. You know, maybe you do it for Glee. No. Apparently Glee doesn't grant a midnight release party.
Oh,
not
well.
Down here in New Orleans anyway. So, the closest 24-hour Walmart to me is like an hour away, and I'm not going to go there to get a freaking DVD at midnight. Ridiculous.
Well, yeah, that.
I'll see you in the morning.
Hey.
No big deal.
Okay, by the way, you guys. Okay, so now Brady's going to be buying Vivian alive. Do you guys.
Oh, yes,
guys,
that would be awesome. Put her in that coffin that she made for Maggie. That would be
Maggie.
So freaking ass funny.
But okay, am I wrong? I don't think I am that. She did that to Carly years ago, right? It was
yeah,
Carly, right?
Yeah, she did that for Carly,
And
so the first time should have taught her a lesson. I mean, seriously, Vivian is a dumb lady.
She's an idiot.
Her ideas of revenge are so idiotic, and she always gets caught.
Always gets caught. I know.
Or it backfires on her, so she might as well just quit while she's ahead. Cause
I mean, even her, you know, man slave said he's not going through with that. He tells her that's not a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
You know.
But there was another. Was Marlena buried alive at one point?
I'm going to have to change phones, y'all. I'll have to
okay.
call that. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Jim,
it's been so long
okay.
ago.
But no, I mean, after I saw at the return how that one character died on the train tracks, you know, I'm thinking, I don't want to ever cross train tracks because of the fact that he couldn't get his seatbelt off, the train was coming, and boom! So he didn't die on the spot. But boom! And I'm like, boom! I don't could do that. But then I'm like, okay, that's not a good way to go, people. And excuse me if I sound more hyper than normally. It's not my fault. I went over and I had a piece of cake at my brother's house, and let me tell you, it was one of those cakes that was like a full little cake with a whole bunch of frosting and chocolate in the middle of it, and I just feel like a pig. I mean, I only had one slice and one vanilla ice cream, and that was kind of my dinner now. So, yeah, but the cake was so good.
I have to say, though, Carly's dress on GH did not do her any favors. That is the ugliest dress I've ever seen her wear.
Yeah,
and did you see all those sticky notes that were on her after her jack would sit on the table? She had it in her hair, on her back. Oh, my gosh, it's hilarious.
Oh,
that dress was hideous.
I was saying
the same thing, though, today with her dress. I mean, I like Carly, but I didn't like her dress.
I didn't either. It just made her look really fat. And it was an ugly dress. She had that dress on last week, too, and it was, I don't like it.
I'm sending you back on mail.
Yeah, my phone's, I'm going to have to get new batteries, of course. Both of my phones, you know, they're just going bad. I have to keep switching.
Well, how long have you had them for?
Well, I've had these two for a while, you know, and I know that it's the batteries, you know, get weak. Even after you charge them after a while, and you have to get new batteries.
But
but
they charge someone for the damn batteries. You can buy a whole new phone.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think I'm going to get a third phone in case when the other two go bad, at least I have a third phone.
Well, I mean, that's how we've been. You know, and but, you know, one thing I hate, that I cannot find a non-COVID phone anywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because in case if the power goes out and
the cell service goes out,
yeah.
But then who are you going to call? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's phone will be out. You know, you'll have the corded phone, but, you know, but still.
That is true. And, I got to stop thinking about that cake. That cake, you know, was like the best cake ever. And
what cake is it?
The one I had at my sister-in-law's house tonight. She made it from scratch, and she decorated it so pretty.
What kind of cake was it?
It was chocolate in the middle, a yellow cake, but she decorated like a handbag or something. It was really pretty, but it was almost like too pretty to eat. But you ate it anyway, right? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was like the other cake we had, Terry, at my other sister's house.
That was a good cake. Yeah, that was really good.
Yes, cake, yeah.
Now you're making me want some and I can't have any.
I know, sorry. That's what I was going to ask you guys. I don't care if Philip is the father of this baby. I just hope they don't drag it out to the kids like 50.
If Stephanie has anything to do with it. I can't stand her.
I hate her. I used to like her. You know, it's almost like Melody and Stephanie.
Insecure troublemaker. I mean, she is evil.
I mean, they have changed her character. Like I'm saying, it's that power of the pen. You'll either be a sweetheart or a bitch. But it's that power of the pen. She used to be such a sweet little thing, you know. But now they turn her. I mean, but she plays the role well because you just want to smack the crap out of her.
Yeah, I mean, you do.
She plays it well.
When it's like Meredy and Stephanie almost missed words by, Meredy was not the nicest, and then, you know, Stephanie was, and I feel like they switched,
mm-hmm. I can tolerate Melanie now. Yeah, I like Melanie's character now, but wait till she finds out what Philip did and him and Chloe. Oh, shit, it's the fan. Evil Melanie is going to come out.
They're going to drag this thing out. I mean, you think it's coming out, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I just want to know who switched the results because
there's so many characters
that they pan to.
Mm-hmm.
I have a crush on that. I thought Stephanie didn't switch the results.
No.
She just found
no.
out.
No, she wants to find out who it was. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She wants to know who did so she can keep it, get with them to keep the secret. She thinks it's Philip, but I think Philip did it.
Do you think Philip did it?
I don't know. Because they panned Carly's face, Daniel's face, Chloe's, Philip's, Maggie's grandson's face. I mean, there's so many. I'm wondering if Daniel don't suspect.
You know, at one time I said, could it be Daniel or are the writers going to get, but I don't think he'd do that and stay so calm, no, so it definitely wasn't him. Mm-hmm. But I just don't, who knows.
He did things before Daniel has. Look how
Daniel has done what?
look how he nailed Kate. He would play that real well.
Right.
Yeah. I like a question. Okay, why was Stefano and Victor in bed? They're not in bed together. Are they back in business together? Because I saw a scene last week or the week before that. There was a Victor and Stefano scene. And I thought they hated each other.
They do.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's sort of like Palmer and you know,
okay.
That's sort of a hate,
Adam.
You know, kind of
yeah. Okay.
You know, relationship.
Because then I thought Victor kind of won my heart a little last week when Sierra said, can I live with you? I don't want to live with Dad and Carly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
very
where
good.
Maggie, and then, you know, Maggie,
know.
That just warmed Maggie's heart when she heard Victor talk. Because I love Victor. He makes me laugh. He is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
I love his kind of humor. He cracks me up.
He's
so
sneaky, too. I mean, he's a better bad guy. He's a good but bad guy. He can be really good, but he can also be really bad.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because I remember way back when he didn't know Bo was his son, but then he found out through the whole shooting, you know, Bo found out that it was his father. And, you know, I love it that Bo and Victor sort of have a good relationship, but sometimes, you know, Bo did not like what his father had done, but I like it when Bo really needs him. Victor will step up and do the right thing usually.
Right.
You know, and this whole, and you know, Phil got really mad at Vivian about Isabel's coffin.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on with that? Does anyone know what Vivian was trying to do with Isabel's coffin?
No, that's what she's gonna place Maggie in. She told her guy that she's not really gonna kill her or anything. She just want. I said, you know, this woman is whack, but she plans on putting Maggie in that coffin. So when Maggie is supposed to take this so-called trip. Which I guess the triple, but you know what? I think somebody is going to find her out. I don't think that's going to happen with Maggie. And then Maggie,
you know,
because she's running away from her feelings about Victor. You know, that's why she's running away.
Vivian has a TV monitor in the coffin, so
what
Maggie
you call it, found
sees
it
everything.
Today. Yeah. What you call
and
it?
Hear everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Because I love the relationship they have so with Maggie and Melody. I think, you know, that is a really good relationship. And Melody looked really sad with the thought of, you know, even Maggie leaving town. And
so
if Maggie was, like, unreachable for Melody, I think Melody would, you know, really, like, I don't know, send Victor or someone out to find you, because it's just, they're like, Vivian's like the dumbest character in the whole Bible, because, okay, Vivian, you did this a couple of years ago. It did not work. Carly is alive. See, you did not kill Carly. You made, okay, Terry, what were you saying all about?
Nothing. I was didn't even say anything.
Oh. I was just wondering, but are you YouTubing right now?
No, I'm on Twitter. I'm on somebody's Twitter. I'm on Scott Reese's Twitter. I'm looking at some pictures that he has. He went fishing with Rebecca's husband, and their sons were together, and they were catfish. They were fishing. They got some caught catfish and all that. So,
aww.
And there was even a video of them. I was watching of them catching a fish.
Mm. When is Becky? When does she start filming?
Next week she starts taping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she'll be on again in October, like the first or second week of October.
Oh, okay.
I like knowing that.
Because they're like two or three weeks ahead from now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they were dark last week, weren't they?
Yes.
Week. So,
I think they're all good friends in real life yet. They can't even be in freaking scenes together, you know?
Well, that's, you know, that's real life, and then that's television,
whatever. Maybe except Scott and Rebecca because they played brother and sister, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing about the whole Lisa thing, okay, why did he have to suspend Robin and not Lisa?
Because she can file sexual harassment charges on him. Remember, she threatened him with that before.
That's right. Well,
anything he does, she could nail him for sexual harassment because they did sleep together.
You know, I loved it when Robin walked up to her and said, "You bitch or something, you sloppy one." It was
poor Robin. I know. I feel sorry for Robin right now.
Because he is not going crazy, people, and he is, you know, and, you know, I'm still not mad. I mean, I still don't like Matt after Matt honestly thinking it might be Robin. It's like, Matt is an idiot for even thinking that, for that thing that come in his stupid little pea brain of his.
I'm actually looking forward to this storyline with Lucky because
I am too.
Getting out of, you know, he's going to go into danger zone and he's getting out of Liz's orbit for a while. And I'm curious to find out if he's going to have any chemistry with this girl. I mean, I've seen her on a couple, but her name sounds so familiar. I think I've seen her in some things and, you know, she looked, I mean, I saw some media pics that look interesting with her and Lucky. He's undercover as that Ronin guy, but she thought the Ronin guy couldn't have been somebody that was alive and they captured him and he had to go undercover and he escaped and got revenge, or I don't know.
No, isn't he supposed to really be dead, you know, but that's why Lucky is taking over his identity because it would be crazy for him to be alive walking around somewhere.
They showed a picture to Lucky that he's dead.
Right, and it looked like he was dead.
They kind of threatened him, though. If he didn't do what they had to say, then they would go after Luke. So he was kind of forced into the situation. But
And remember, you guys, next week is the start of my happy week because only I'm saying this because Grace comes back, Brothers and Sisters will be back, Private Practice will be back.
Oh, that's right. Vampire Diaries was on the other day. Wednesday.
What?
Vampire Diaries.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see? Oh, I hate Catherine. And what he did to Elena's brother. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he should have done that.
I know. He's going down a really dark path.
Does that. I'm like, oh, that was not the thing to do. You want to be with this girl and you kill her brother? That was not the thing to do.
And I don't think he realized that he had that ring on. Even though the ring saved him, but I don't think he realized. Do you think he realized he had it on, the ring, or what?
I don't know.
I know. I kind of felt bad for him. I understand his logic. I understand he felt really bad because Catherine said he loved Stefan. He didn't come back. She didn't come back for him. And then Elena says, I don't care about you, but it's always Stefan. And then he really crashed because it's always about Stefan. And so he felt like he had no other choice but just to get even or something, you know. He's going to go on a rampage next week, it looks like. Well, not a rampage, but, you know, he's going on a dark path.
Yep.
I don't
I don't see what it is, I don't see what it is about Stefan that all these women bow down to him. What is it about Stefan? Why can't they bow down to Damon or something?
He's boring. I'd rather be with Damon.
He's boring. I want Damon and Elena so bad, but I hope they're not going to follow through to the book, because, you know, in the book, I guess Stefan and Elena are together, are they? I don't know, I haven't been reading none of the books, so...
I think I read the first book, and I didn't read anything after that.
Yeah. Hey, Bridget, did you see the season finale of True Blood?
Yes, I did.
Did you like the finale? I think this finale was as exciting as the previous finales. You know,
It was kind of...
Yeah, I mean, like last season's finale, it was, like, good because it kidnapped Bill and you wonder where he went. But this one, the fairies came and took Vicky, you know?
Yeah, and he didn't, they're veering off the books because Bill tries to kill the queen, and that's not true.
Okay.
Part of it, Eric tells Sookie what happened. Bill was working her. That part's in the book.
Okay.
But Bill fighting the queen at the end is not in the book. And Sookie getting taken with the fairies isn't in the book either.
Oh, really?
Two fairies come to Botan and live there. They don't, this whole thing with the fairies now is, not even close to the book.
I mean, what is it about Sookie that all the vampires want? Is it her blood, or what is it
about? Well, it's her fairy blood, because it makes them, they can be in the sun.
Okay, but
they don't burn. They live...
very long, though.
They didn't suck enough of her blood. They have... she's only part fairy. She's not full-blooded fairy.
If not
the full-blooded fairies, blood, then they could be out in the sun full time. Since she's part fairy, they could only be out in the sun so long before they burn.
I was wondering why they couldn't be out there for very long, but that makes sense that she's not full.
Oh, yeah, I finally did see Drop Dead Diva, and all I can say is, he better not be dead.
I doubt it that they'll kill him off, because he's kind of a popular, everybody wants her to be with him, you know? Mm-hmm. I know why.
Well, and he's part of the show, so, I mean, he's Deb's love, so.
Yeah.
Can't die unless he comes back and then somebody else's. I don't know.
Want them to die either, because then that would have to put him another actor for that. And I like him.
Yep.
So. I just like the premise of the show. Back in the day, years ago, they wouldn't have an overweight, even in daytime. They never had. You know, I think the first soap opera that did it was Nancy on Days of Her Life, an overweight actress playing a part. And I liked that about me. Opened up a lot of doors for women. Because what was it, Young and the Restless? Wasn't it Tracy?
No, it was B&B. It was B&B.
Well, Tracy was a big woman, too.
Actress who plays Sammy on Days of Our Lives, wasn't she overweight? I mean, not to this point of, you know, being obese, but then didn't they get on her for her weight? And then she lost some of the weight, and, you know, now she's got that, or she had that show about losing weight.
Yeah.
Wasn't she? I mean, she wasn't, totally obese, but she was...
I just like the
Well, even Marcy on OTL, she was overweight.
She
had a big story with John's brother and all that.
I just like the fact that the entertainment business now, it's not about all about how skinny
being
you are.
Being a guy, too.
Well, even look at Epiphany. She rocks when they have her on.
I
like her.
She's part of that show.
In fact, they had dropped her storyline because they were supposed to go after she had that heart attack. They were supposed to do this storyline on her weight and the heart, but then they, of course, that went into file 13 along with the other
along with her son being killed and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, you know,
that could have been a good storyline too, finding out about how Stan died with Jerry Jacks and all that.
You see, all these storylines they dropped could have made their ratings go up, but they're a bunch of idiots.
Sam was behind that all, huh?
They're a bunch of idiots. They don't know.
I have a question though. Was she ever in the credits? I mean,
ooh.
Was Epiphany ever in the?
No.
Okay.
No.
But
Not that I can recall.
One thing I was, you know, I'm mad that they took Edward out of the opening credits. Edward is not in the opening. I mean, Monica is still, but Edward is not.
Well, maybe he's on recurring status now, because remember now that they're look at, they put Monica on recurring status, and they're cutting a lot of people that have been on their status that have been on there for a long time. I mean, why? I mean, I don't know. I've talked with you about this today, too. Why are they hiring people? They have their
conferences.
I know.
They're hiring
Maya's not on that much. They should have never hired her on. They should have put Ethan and Christina, do a slow build and do some storyline with them. And they didn't need Maya. They don't need Matt. Matt's probably on too. Why pay him or whatever when he's not even on?
I know. I don't get it either.
Some of these guys, they aren't even on, and they're taking away Monica's character and Edward's time. I mean, they're the part of the show. They should not be pulling that crap.
I know. And then they worry about money and
exactly.
You know. And then
get rid of the dead weight. Gosh, they got enough dead weight on there. They need to get rid of the dead weight first before they get rid of the season players.
Dead weight is Samantha McCall. Yeah.
Exactly. She's not a head actress. She's not even a lead actress. So why do they need...
And you guys, she's not even on contract right now either.
What happened?
No, because she's been going without a contract since May or June.
Who said that?
I heard it from some place that she's looking without a contract.
But how do these people know about contracts and stuff? You know, that's what I don't want to say. How do these people know about contracts unless... you're there at the table when these people either sign or they don't. Who finds out about the contracts and just, it seems like they just put this stuff out there, you know, and they just run with it, you know. Who knows? Who cares?
I mean, they've done budget cuts before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They could fix things if they really wanted to keep their characters. They could work around a lot of this. I mean, seriously, how much are they paying Vanessa Marcel just to bring her back? They've got to be paying her.
Well, aren't they supposed to be cutting some other people? Aren't they supposed to be cutting somebody else?
There's supposed to be a bad draft happening in September.
Oh, yeah. They're cutting a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, they're cutting. Well, I hope
they're going to be cutting the wrong characters.
I know.
As well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
cut the ones that are not cutting the mustard, like Kimo can go. She is worthless on that show.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, she should be the first one to go. She's not that important. She could go off on her boat or be killed off in a shootout.
Oh, you know what, then? You know what, she came and go to AMC and destroy AMC.
Exactly.
Destroy AMC. Yeah, they should just tear off like they did Courtney. Like Courtney died, because I didn't like Courtney either. But you know, even though she wasn't with Jason at the time, they're already broken up, but still, she got killed off. Yeah.
Well, she's right where she was when she was pregnant. Jason took her in. She's on the freaking couch. She's
and
not doing anything.
Is that she talks to Liz about self-respect. Isn't that one of the reasons why she left Jason in the first place? Because she wanted to get her self-respect back?
Well, she's back.
You know, I don't understand. Why would you want to go back with somebody that made you lose yourself, well, that where you lost your self-respect in the first place? She was like a doormat, and she still is a doormat. And now Jason's going to go run after Brenda, and she's going to feel more insecure than ever, which is unreal happy for. But come on, I mean, haven't you learned your lesson the third time, you know?
Mm-hmm. You guys, I just got on the side just to see CBS announced the revived daytime programming schedule. And after the button goes off, guess what they're putting on until they get the talk show?
Oh, they're probably putting the on there.
No,
what?
They're putting old episodes of Ryan on from October.
I've been on a nostalgic thing with As the World Turns lately. I've been watching As the World Turns on YouTube clips, and it's just making me sad knowing that this great soap, 54-year-old soap, is not going to be anymore after this week. It's so sad.
I know. I agree. I mean, Cherry got me into it.
I did. Well, I was
called her in shirt.
And with ABC being at the, once as we're talking, ABC soaps are at the bottom three.
Yes,
it'll be Y&R Days of Our Lives, and then whoever, all three of the ABC soaps. So it's a matter of time. They better get their acts together, or they're going to be the next one gone. They're slowly but surely killing them.
I know. I think that's one of the reasons why Vanessa, when she came back too, because she understands that soaps are not the way they used to be, and I think she said somewhere that if she could help with the soap to bring him, you know, to help.
Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah. Well, I read somewhere.
If she can help,
I read somewhere that if she could give back.
I'm enjoying Brenna being back.
Oh,
I mean,
keeping up the storyline, I could do with that. Why did they just bring her back all of a sudden to Port Charles? Why'd they have to drag this out for like a month now? However long she's been on this show.
And you know, but basically, I feel that the viewers who have left, I don't care who they bring back, they are not coming back. You see, that's the bad part. They are not coming back.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, I think even if they put Jason and Liz back together again, maybe one out of five viewers might come back. You know, they have had it.
They're probably just, they're tired of being pushed around. They're tired of
people get tired of that crap. And then they go off and they find something. And because I know when I'm on board, you know, a lot of people, they have gone over to Y&R, you know, and they, you know, and,
when I got tired of General Hospital, I used to be able to go to Channel 2 and watch Guiding Light or As the World Turns or whatever. Now I can't do that anymore, you know, so that's kind of sad for me. Because when I stopped watching General Hospital, I switched over to either, I think it was Guiding Light for a while. I was watching the Michelle and Danny storyline or whatever, and then when they were written out, I think I tuned back into General Hospital or something. I'm not sure.
Christy, so are you? Are you ready? Do you have your debate questions already?
Hey, Christian.
She's still on the
schedule. I'm here.
Hey, Christy. Barney asked me to call in tomorrow on the debate show, but I'm not good at debate. I could call in and listen. I'll listen. I won't dial and I won't press number one. But if there's something that I feel really strongly about, I'll call. I don't think
I'm like a terribly great debater either, but I'm kind of the host of the show,
but remember, I took debate in middle school and high school, so yeah.
I almost, well, when I was in class one night and I came out of class and one of my breaks, I think there was the Sam down on the show, and I was kind of like,
oh God, that was.
I said something about why
you didn't say anything wrong.
Sam that people like or something, and the person said they're hot and sexy, and I'm like, well, that's it or something. And then I go, well, one of the reasons why we like Jason and Liz because they love each other deeply. They just look at each other, and then she kind of changed her. She's like, oh, no, they're, you know, she kind of changed it around a little bit. So I think I almost got in a little debate there. But
well, if I tune in, I'll just listen because I just can't get into all that.
Jeremy, you used to call in and debate too. Bridget could call in debate. I tell you what, I could lay it down on them. Last time we have a debate show, a couple times we just talked about liaison because none of the G-Fan fans would call in.
I just can't see it just being a straight debate without
somebody
getting into an argument. You'll have to prove it to me.
Christy can play devil's. She can pretend like she's a Jam fan, and then, you know, I'm kidding.
Oh, nice.
That's what I did last time. I acted like I was a J-Fan for a minute to put my points together. Because basically I hear the same thing from J-Fan fans. Like, oh, well, Sam is better suited for his lifestyle. And what's the other one?
Okay, you know. But you know,
like, they have better chemistry or, you know, shit like that.
But you can't tell me that they aren't happy with what's going on now. Because, for one, they're never going to get married. They're never going to have any kids together. So what have they got? The ride die crap? I mean, that's all they've got.
They're great teams, man. Sam can handle a gun, but Elizabeth can't. Oh, that means the two should be together.
So basically, the tire, same shit, different day. It's tiresome. That's all they're gonna do is the.
They're always in his penthouse.
Then she could feed him Chinese and fetch him his beer and coffee and whatever else JC Boy wants, and she can get herself her stuff back by doing
it. She is very clingy. I just noticed today. Like she just lights up whenever he walks in the room, and she's like, can I be with you today? What are you doing? Are you busy today? Can we talk today?
Well, if he walked into my living room, I would light up too. I can't fall for that.
Oh, please, I swear. He was talking, what was it, last week or the week before that about, like, the great things about her because she had mentioned Carly or something or something like that, and he started talking about how great she was or whatever, and she, like, got a little bit closer to him, and she was like, tell me more about me.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Tell me more about me.
Oh, no, that was just her attitude. Like, that was her presence. But you could tell she was very excited. And she was getting an ego boost, so she was like, oh, yeah, Jason, talk to me more about how beautiful and how much you love me. And I just want to see her all day, just bask in the glory of you telling me all this stuff.
Stand up at the stairs and listen in on a private conversation she said many times before. In 2006 and 2007, when Liz was pregnant with Jake, she was always upstairs listening in on his conversation.
That's not a healthy relationship anyways. If Jason's got to, like, you know, tell her how special she is and just kind of, like, make her feel secure, that's not a relationship she should be able to feel secure. Because he's always telling her, so why, he's always there for her, he's always saving her ass. I mean, what, you know, she doesn't need to hear it. Jason's not the type to, because Liz knows Jason very well. She wouldn't be secure like that, because she knows he'd be coming to her at the end of the day. He comes to her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just,
I'm hearing she's going to be insecure with Brenda, because then we're going to see Sam come out, hopefully, but we'll see.
You guys, we have like 3 minutes. I just wanted to say that.
Will we do? Okay, we got 3 minutes.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
You can see the problem.
We'll still be talking Curly.
Did you see the new promo for Brenda and Jason? Is so funny.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it. I picked this up on RTN, and it ended up on RTN in the 50s.
She opens the door, and she's like, oh, hell no.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's funny.
They have such great chemistry. They have such a, they have really great chemistry. I mean, it's in terms of comedy. I don't see them as being lovers, but they are so funny with all their banter. They are really great. They're really funny.
Carly and Spam, like, you wouldn't believe, because Spam's already insecure about her. So let's get it on. I want to see it.
Okay. Yeah, me too. The way I look at the next couple of months of dates, sit back, have a drink, but don't eat anything when Sam's on there, because you're going to...
Even when Jason got the call today from Suzanne about this is an emergency number, Jason looked over Sam's way and, you know, knew that what that was about, and he knew that was probably upset. He gave that look like, oh shoot, you know.
Like, oh shit.
Like, oh shit, Sam's going to find out or something. it was funny.
But, you know, that's bad if you have to constantly pump up your woman. I mean, anybody would get tired of that, you know, or even if it's the other way around. How many times you have to reinstill, honey, I, you know, love you, you're great. It's just a freaking turnoff to me.
Anyone who has any self-respect would not be needing that.
You guys, I just wanted to remind, if anyone, like, tuned in on later when we are not recording, Wednesday night we are doing a little thing on Add the Platoon. So if anyone is an Add the Platoon fan, but you don't have to be Add the Platoon fan, but just come on, because we will be talking about the end of a very good soap opera that's never got an ending.
Yeah. I haven't watched As the World Turned in years, but that was one of my earliest soaps, but I couldn't tell you who or what or anything. It's just an end of another era, you know. A lot of the same characters are still there.
A lot of the old-timers are still there. That's what I love about that show. They're there. They've been there. Even Nancy. Nancy will know she died, right? That Nancy. No, Lisa Grimaldi. She's still on there. She's been on there for years. Probably since the beginning, Bob Hughes is still there. Hughes is still there. And see, that's what General Hospital is lacking. They're lacking all that. The history, the quarter means, why don't they just keep them on there and, you know, don't make them, like, give them a story like they do on these other shows.
Did you guys hear, like, on Wednesday or Thursday or last Tuesday, when Dr. Marla Coleman, you need it on the third floor, did everyone hear that?
Well, I'm sorry, Carly, but I'm not that in tune to that show. I don't.
Bobby's
name being called a lot on there, and they were
But I heard Monica, and it was right during when Robin smacked Lisa. It was like over the intercom. And we rounded. I'm like, wait, did I just hear that right?
Okay. Are you really that in tune to the show? It's funny when you could, like...
Okay, well, I was just like, I was concentrating on the whole slap part. And then I heard that. I'm like, okay, I have to rewind that. I did not hear that. Correct.
That's funny.
Okay, you know, laughing at me right now? Okay, fine.
It's supposed to watch what's on your screen and be so into the story instead of hearing, you know, what's going behind the... Sometimes I'll watch a scene and you have the actors in the background and I'll look beyond the, what's on, what you're supposed to be watching, and I'll just look in the background and see if they're like laughing or like talking or, you know, because I wonder what they do. I wonder how they act that out, because, you know, that's probably because they're not on screen or anything. You just see them in the background what they're really talking real life stuff, you know, like. Okay,
I know.
Well,
right. Yeah, right. I know. You think, what are they doing? What the hell are we doing on this show?
Or like when they're laughing in the background with their, like, they're laughing with each other. I wonder if they're talking about. Huh.
You guys, I forgot to give one announcement. Christy and I are doing a new radio show, too. Christy?
Yeah.
I was going to promote
it now. It's not set up yet. Freaking Blog Talk Radio is like, we don't recognize that email.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to make it official yet because I don't want anyone stealing my idea.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I'm all for it.
I'm just saying that we fans will like it.
I'm all for it because I love it. Because I'm all for it because you know me. We, you know, I'm
okay, yeah. I saw him already told Terry, Christy, this,
yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. It's fine that Terry knows. I just don't want to make an official, like, public announcement on public radio, and then people listen to this and they, like, make it quiet. Because it's not, like, officially made yet, because Lockbox's being stupid.
Well, listen, Carly, when is your website going to be up?
My website is up, but we are fine tweaking it because the layout that we were going to use is not working at all. So in about a week and a half, it's going to be more professional looking. So all you guys have to do is go to daytimeafterdarkradio.com in the sale.
Oh, okay.
So, and I am going to... I'm going to link it to everyone's thing, like when it officially looks better, and some people think I'm a little creamy, control freak for it, but...
Really?
I
get out! Really?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Gee,
I don't know. Who thinks that? Gee, what?
I have no idea.
Good Lord.
Terry doesn't think that. Like, yeah.
I'm sorry, I was reading something. What did you say?
Okay, you know
what? Now, that's how much Terry thinks of me. She was not even paying any
attention. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
Oh, God.
I'm like, because I was saying to everyone about the website and how I'm sort of a control freak about it. And they were joking, oh, no, not you. And I'm like, Terry doesn't think I'm controlled, and I thought you were listening.
My family, that's, that I can say that I'm the control freak, so. Carly, compared to my mom and Carly, my mom's the...
Oh, my God, your mother, oh, my God. She didn't come over and scare you again, did she?
She came over, came up from San Diego today, and I saw my mom. She woke me up this morning. Because I was in bed, and she was my alarm clock. I'm kind of glad she did that, because she came over to take my dad. We went to San Diego, and they came back this evening, and I said bye to her. But she looked at me. I said, hi, Mom, and she just gave me this, like, mean look. It's like,
what?
She didn't even say anything. She just, like, kind of, like...
Well, okay, you know, let it go, because, you know...
She just, like... It could be hard on me or hard on anybody. She's critical.
You know what? And my mom is, like, the most uncritical person you've actually, my mom's a really cool mom.
Mothers, please, can we change? Can I have your mother and you could have mine?
Okay, fine.
My mom, my mom is like,
my mom for sale. Anyone to buy her?
Yeah, I
know. Oh, wow. You girl, something.
My mom was brought up in she was brought up in like a boarding school, and they were kind of mean too in there. And she kind of, it's kind of like my grandmother. Her mom kind of, because I saw some of my grandmother, or my mom and my grandmother, or vice versa, and I'm like,
oh. Right. You know what? Okay, If that happened with grandma and mom, Terry, I would probably start drinking a whole lot earlier because, but no, I mean, I think my mom said what grandma does is sometimes so wrong that she just tried not to do it because one day I go, Mom, you're sounding like grandma. She goes, shut up.
She was raising her daughter, raising like my youngest niece. She tried not to be like my mom, but I think my sister's worse because she doesn't have any discipline. Like, see, she doesn't even, like, I ask her to clean her dish. She won't even clean a dish. She won't even, like, I tell her, you know, you need to do this and that, and she has a hard time, you know. She doesn't have discipline in her life, and that's my sister's fault. She's too easy on her. She could get away with murder and, you know, it'd be okay.
Well, you know, but Lexi was the last kid, so, I mean...
Well, I was the last, I was, but it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, and, Brenda, how much did you want to sell you mom for? That was funny.
What?
Well, Brenda said that she wants to...
Hey, yeah, Bridget, how much you want? What's it worth to you, huh? I'm kidding.
Huh?
Your sanity. It's worth your sanity, huh?
No. Well, we say, how much do you want for your mom?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give her away if I could.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, for your own sanity's sake. No, I'm kidding. That's what I would say. You know, my middle niece, she's caught my mom, she's living at my mom's place, and she's kind of taking on some characteristics of my mom right now, which is because,
oh,
I don't
God.
Know, not the critical part of it, or just the part where she doesn't like to come over here and be a big mess, she'll, like, complain, or she'll be like, you need to get your dad in the shower, you need to get grandpa in the shower, whatever, and I start getting on to her, and then she's kind of like my mom in that sense, and she'll come over and she'll just...
Well, because we've been living with your mom for years, so it's like...
kitchen or whatever, blah, 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 and I'm sitting there thinking, well, why don't you come over and do it or something, too? If it's such a bad thing, why do you come over or something, you know?
You know, that's why I'm personally glad that my mom and dad had a lot of kids, because... If then I would have to follow me if I really don't want to deal with grandma for like a day. I call my sister-in-law and go, so, you want grandma to come over and babysit? God, you haven't seen grandma in like 2 days. You really need grandma. And she goes, okay.
That bad though. Not like my mom. Your grandma doesn't seem to be that bad.
Okay, see, I came home and my apartment was redecorated, okay?
Hey, I wouldn't mind somebody, as long as they don't misplace, put things in, you know, maybe just like add a couple new things, like a couch or whatever.
I could not find my lucky t-shirt for like 3 weeks because of it, because she put in the closet and it didn't go in the closet.
A bottle of wine for you you can't find.
Yeah, I'll come. The invisible. Yeah, see, this is the thing. I hid my bottle of wine because I didn't want my grandma to say, like, remember, alcoholics one in your family or whatever. I did not want to hear it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to hide this. But the trouble is I hid it when I was drunk, and I don't remember where I put it.
Well, and I forgot I was supposed to look for it, wasn't I?
Well, when you come down next summer, you're looking because...
Yeah, next summer, my...
Christy, do you have any mom complaints?
Mom complaints? I have a lot of complaints about my mother, but we probably don't want to get into that.
Oh, well, all of us have been kind of, you know, complaining about my mom that I did not want you to feel like you were not part of the conversation.
Oh.
So
nice.
I was giving you like permission to,
well,
like,
let's just say that my mom and I don't have the best relationship, but we get along much better when we're 1,000 miles apart. I'll say it that way. That'd be a very nice way to say it.
Well, in the same house,
we don't want to be in the same house together. It's crazy. Except for when I go home, that's fine for a few days, but that woman drives me nuts. Nobody likes my mom. None of my friends like my mom. Because she's crazy, and she watches too much Lifetime Channel, and then she'll call me at random times and go, "Are you pregnant?" And I'm like, "No, Mom. Seriously, you should know me better than that." But, yeah, she'll watch a Lifetime Channel movie, and she'll be, like, freaking out, you know, over some daughter of a mom will die or something. She'll call me. She'll be like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" "Yes, Mom. I will tell the morgue to call you when I die, okay?"
Oh, my God.
It's a complete joke. I'm totally joking, but she, like, always hates me for that. And I'm like, "Seriously, Mom, you do not need to worry. I'm 24 years old. By the way, did you notice?
Yeah.
I'm getting a life by myself.
Yeah. Well,
I'll call
I'm
you
sure.
if I need you, but I'm fine."
Well, Jerry met both of my parents, and her and my dad really hit it off. Like, my dad had, you think my sense of humor is bad? Okay, you haven't met my dad because he has, like, what would you call it, Jerry? Yeah, maybe. Sense of humor.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
Humor? I don't know.
He's so sarcastic, and, like, he would offend people, but he did offend Terry, and, but he's funny, like.
I could take it as well as I could dish it out.
Yeah.
I've been working with high school kids for 10 years now. I mean, if I could handle teenage kids, I surely could handle
them. Yeah, yeah. And so tonight when I was leaving my sister-in-law apartment, he goes, "You sure? You don't want me to drive you home and you could stay for a little more while?" I'm like, "Dad, I have my show tonight." He's like, "Oh, it is Monday, isn't it?" I'm like, "Yes." And he goes, "But you sure you want me to drive and not Grandma?" I'm like, "Well, Grandma's going anyway, and Grandma likes to go before it gets really dark. And so Grandma's not happy with the whole daylight savings thing because she has to be home by 5 or 4:30 when it gets dark because my parents told her she cannot drive at night ever."
You should have said to your dad, "But Dad, I want to get home in one piece. I don't want you going the wrong way, okay?"
Oh, gosh. Who said that? God!
I'm never going to let him ever live that down.
No, because one day I got...
That was like a scary moment, because what if there had been cars coming straight for there? You know, we were lucky that there were cars coming head on.
Okay, I
was in that situation with my dad a long time ago. My dad was totally drunk. I was like 11 or 12 years old. We're coming home at night. He's making a turn. He's actually not turning. He's going in the he's going in the opposite way. And we're heading towards these headlights. And I'm screaming this little girl screaming her ass off. She's totally sobered up. We turn around. We're going on the freeway home. And I'm just, my head is like at the window making sure he's not going over that white line, those white lines. But, oh, my God, that was scary. He was so drunk. He didn't even know what he was doing. And I never told my mom that until years later. My mom probably would have gone full custody and not shared custody or something. But, yeah.
Why didn't you even tell your mom something like that? I mean,
I told her that years ago, maybe when I was in my 20s or something. I go, "Oh, so, Mom," we're in a restaurant, and I go,
Mom, I never told you this when I was little, but I was drunk one night, and we were driving home, and we nearly got killed, you know, the headlights coming straight at us. And if I didn't understand, if I didn't understand, I was old enough to understand that that was the wrong way, too, so. We were coming from a meeting. I used to go with my dad to, like, everywhere. He used to go to these Parents Without Partners meetings, and he used to get drunk. He dragged me along with him. He used to go to these happy hour places, you know, and we would go to, like, these places where they have to kick me out because they're, like, and his friends get mad at him for bringing me along into these bar places. And I remember one time I was kicked out. I had to wait outside for him to be done at the bar or whatever. I was like, oh, my God.
How old were you?
I was like 10, 11 years old when this was happening. My mom never knew about it. I never told her because I didn't want my mom to get mad at my dad or else I probably wouldn't be going to visit my dad anymore or something. But, yeah, and I remember one time he left me in my van, in his van, and it was dark. And I walked outside by myself, and I looked for him, and I found him totally drunk. And he was driving home. We had to drop his friend off first. And I was like, oh, my God, can his friend come? And, you know, and then we were driving home drunk, and, oh, my gosh. And, I know.
Wow.
I can feel that. I know.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And you're afraid to tell your mom.
I know. I was afraid to tell my mom because I thought she would tell me. She wouldn't let me go see my dad anymore. But, I mean, I had fun with my dad, even though he would drink all the time. But, I mean, fun together as just the two of us, you know. And, you know, because my parents were divorced and he wanted to be involved with me somehow. That's why there was Parents Without Partners. But this is where heavy drinking came in when he'd go to these meetings and get drunk and, you know, and we'd go camping all the time with these people. And, yeah, the downside of it all was the drinking. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing nothing happened to you. Like, you could have gotten raped or kidnapped or something.
I know. Now I look at it back at it now. I was like, yeah. And they weren't in some nice area. They weren't even in nice areas either. They were like in L.A. Like I don't know.
Oh my God.
In the L.A. areas. Yeah. Yeah, totally at night. He forgot all about. I was in the van for hours waiting for him in the meeting. I don't know why I wasn't allowed to go to the meetings. I remember once I went to one meeting, but I guess this one I wasn't allowed or something.
It was funny. Well, it was not funny, but my grandfather always came here every year, and he would drive me back to Pullman with him. And every time he would get sleepy, because he would put the heat on too much, and I even tried to put the football game on, but he would not fall asleep. And one night, we nearly crossed the median because he fell asleep. And for years, I didn't tell my mom because I didn't want my mom to say, you can't spend any time with Granddad, but I don't think she would do because I was his father. And one day my mom looked at me like, is Granddad being like a bad driver right now? Because he was like almost 70. And I'm like, is he being a bad driver now, like today? Or you mean earlier? And she goes, both. And I finally told her, and she goes, honey, you should have told me a long time ago. I would have not gotten mad at you for it. I would have just made sure that some other adult was there when you guys would take your trip, but he would not get tired. And you know, and so if Grandma...
I used to do that when I got at work, leaving for work in the morning. Boy, I used to doze off driving to work for, like, a second or two.
Will you not tell me?
Huh? No, I did. Yeah, I used to get... It was a long time ago, back in the 90s. I used to go to bed a lot earlier than at that time, too, but I had to get up.
Oh, really?
I had to get up really early, and I was so tired. I'd be going to work, I'd be falling asleep for like a couple of seconds. And, I mean, there'd be traffic too, and I couldn't for the life of me stay, but I forced myself, I put that cold air on or something, I forced myself, but I know what that's like, and now that's just as worse as being drunk, because you could die falling asleep at the wheel. You know, oh my, I don't do that anymore, of course, but that used to happen to me almost every morning going to work, because I used to go to bed at midnight and I had to get up at, like, I don't know, 6 in the morning or something to go to work.
So,
like, if I were to do that, because I go to bed really late as it is now, I mean, a lot, I'd be only having a couple hours sleep if that were the case, but.
Okay, truly, Bridget, do you have any really horrible stories to tell, too? Because, like I said, I'm not leaving anyone out.
Are you talking to me, honey? I am a mother and I'm a grandmother. I just find your conversation fascinating. I'm just listening to your mom roles and your grandma roles. You know, it's funny. I'm just listening to all this thing and all.
Do you have any stories, Bridget?
I have a lot of stories, but I don't think I should be sharing it.
Oh, God.
If my mother knew half the stuff I did that she has no clue about, oh, my gosh, she'd have a heart attack.
Well, okay, I'm going to be nice. Okay.
I've had a lot of fun in my 40 years. Oh, gosh.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I mean, my mom and dad just recently found out that all of us, well, I didn't know how to pose their name nice, but my sister and my brother did, so they will pose it for us. And then, you know, we, like, my brother would, like, make me pay him to do it, but, like, I was more than happy to. And my mom and dad didn't know how much all of us skipped school, because by the time they would get home, we would erase the messages about if we, like, were, like, not in school. And I'm thinking, no, dude, you cannot do that because of voicemail.
I didn't really do anything till after I graduated high school, though. Because, shoot, we lived 50 miles out of the nearest town, so really never got to, you know, really do anything till I got out of old enough to see the light. And boy, did I ever see the light.
Oh, boy.
I made up for a lot.
My sister was worse than I think everybody in here put together.
Oh, man. I mean, I was a wild. I mean, not wild, but I mean, I made the most of my time, I tell you. But it was fun while it lasted.
While it lasted.
And I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get a little wild if I really want to, though. I've toned down a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, I think when you grow up, well, the town is, like, the nearest town is 50 miles. Probably when you grow up, you're thinking, I want to do something. I want to live. I mean, you know, because, I mean, living on Mercer Island, our thing was, our big thing was getting off the island and going, to somewhere, anywhere. We just wanted to go somewhere, and once we got off the island, we were happy because all we had on the island was Denny's, Domino's, and McDonald's. I mean, it wasn't like you could,
like
go anywhere. Well, it was a fun town, but only having Domino's and Denny's and
wild
McDonald's
and
back
crazy
in the
place. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
We worked from the time we were old enough to, you know, so we worked all our lives.
Living where I live, you could go to L.A., you could go to the bars in L.A. where my sister used to always go to people's houses and have parties and get drunk. My sister threw parties here at this house. I mean, they were wild parties. I remember one time I came home from, like, my dad picked me up. My dad built me a big dollhouse. I mean, it was a life-size dollhouse. I go out, there was a big hole in the door. There was, like, destroyed. People would go out there and do their cocaine or drugs or drinks or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I come in the house. Even in the house, there was holes in the doors and everything.
Over today.
My dad didn't know none of this because my dad lived with my stepmother at the time. My sister had the house, had the run of the house, and she'd have all these deviants living in here and everything, and they were not very nice people, and oh my gosh, I felt sorry for Tanya, and she was like 4 years old. It's like she would get scolded for going into the kitchen, getting a glass of milk, and then it was her grandfather's house, you know, and it's like they told her, get back in the room or something, and she was left by herself, you know, I swear. Man.
Okay, well, oh my gosh, okay. I'm not even going to jinx us tonight. I am not going to say it because of
I'm going to go have a shower. I'm going to get ready for bed, so.
Okay.
So I will call in. Oh, tomorrow, right, Christy? Right? Tomorrow at 7:30, is that right, or what?
Christy?
Oh, yeah, 9:30, Central Time.
Okay, 7:30 our time. Okay, well, I'll be sure to call in.
Okay, good.
So,
yeah, call in anyway, because chances are none of these J-Fan fans are going to call in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, there's supposed to be someone that is supposed to call in, maybe, like, probably at least, like, 2 or 3 J-Fan fans, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Well, you know.
They're really proving themselves how much they love their people, aren't they, when they do that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
So you will call me at midnight, right?
I will. Okay. All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Is everyone saying good night? We all going?
No, well, Bridget and I and Philly might stay on until they kick us off.
Usually,
you
can be off forever. Usually, the first one that gets kicked off.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Wow.
You know, so you guys, I'm into this whole baking thing now. And like last week, I made these really good cupcakes. And then I made this really good to die for frosting. And so this week, I'm going to try and make a cake and see if I can. Yeah, this is a bit weird too. But, you know, I do the mix. I don't try and do it by scratch because I think that if I do it by scratch, I'd probably screw up even more. But you cannot screw up by a box, really.
Oh, you can screw up by a box. You can screw up anything. So what are you talking about? Screw it up, baby. But so what sparked the urge to do baking now?
Well, because we were at this whole family thing, and they were talking about my grandma's pies and everything, and now she doesn't like baking anymore, because, I mean, not all the time, because, you know, it's hard on her, like, to stay on and whatever. And I'm thinking, maybe I could become the family baker now.
Ah, pass down the gauntlet. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I try making her, like, she makes one of her chocolate cookies, but I try to make them, and they're not, like, the same. I mean, she walked me through the recipe. She helped me. I mean, she was here when I did, and I made sure I measured everything, and it did not come out like her, so...
That's always the case. You can do the same thing if, I don't know, maybe they stick a toe in the batter or something, but, you know, it just never comes out the same way that...
No.
Maybe they sort of leave out, you think they leave out a secret ingredient, so, no, I don't think your grandmother would do that to you.
No, because she has she has wrote all these recipes for like all of us, so like when she's gone and we will have them, because but the thing about her recipe is like a pinch of this, a pinch of that.
Oh, well, that's it. Everybody has different pinches. So
there you go.
Your pinch is different from her pinch, so it's not going to taste the same.
I'm thinking, this is not fair. And, you know, so I was kidding
it's
her.
It's all in the pinch.
She has many years of experience.
Exactly.
So that's the big difference.
When we were growing up, she did not want us in the kitchen when she was, like, baking, like, all the cookies and all the pies for, like, Thanksgiving. She would kick out because the kitchen was small. And we would go in there and try and lick the bowl. And we would get a hand slap because she wanted to always make sure she had enough for the cookies. And then when she was done, she would give us, like, all the thing left over, all like the cookies and the cake, like with the bowl. Mm-hmm. And the other day she freaked me out. She goes, do you know that eating raw cookie dough, like a lot of it is bad for you because of the whole egg thing? So now I'm thinking, I'm like, Grandma, why did you have to say anything?
So, well, I must say that my mother was a fabulous cook, and she could bake. I'm not into the baking thing. Now my sister is, and so is my daughter. But I admire anybody who can bake, you know. And I've done a couple of box things, you know, but it's just not the same as scratch, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. I mean, now you can doctor it up. You can doctor anything up. But baking is not my forte. My thing, I will eat something, but I won't. I don't have the patience, I don't have patience.
I really haven't
been into dessert a lot. I mean, certain things I'll eat, and I have to be in the mood to eat some things, but I'm not a big dessert type person, so maybe that's why I don't have a love for real.
Yeah,
food.
Well, because I think it was always, I mean, it wasn't anything big when we were growing up, but my mom was so good about it. At least giving us a little something of dessert because that's what my grandma did. Mm-hmm. But then I got mad at grandma because she had said she would cookie those when we were growing up, but when she moved, she gave them away thinking we didn't want them. And I'm like, I would have taken them. They would look cute. They were just like cookie. Like a cookie box, but the design was really cute. Bridget, are you a good baker?
When I do it, yeah. I like to experiment.
That's how I am.
I like to test out new recipes and stuff. But I do a lot more cooking in the fall and winter than I do in the summer because I have more time to do it.
Well, yeah. And
it's cold outside, and the best remedy is
baking,
good cooking.
Huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially in the cold months.
Yeah.
What about you, Christy? Are you good at baking?
Kind of. I don't know. Most of the stuff I make comes from the microwave, so I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll bake cookies and I bake cupcakes a few times, but it depends because I've lived on my own. I still live on my own in Wilmington, and sometimes the ovens would be really weird, like they wouldn't bake correctly, so I wouldn't really bake a lot because the ovens would be weird. I bake cookies at my house once, but we don't have cupcake pans here, so I'd have to go buy a cupcake pan and buy that. I don't bother. So I don't really bother with baking too much unless I feel like it. I used to do it a lot at my parents' house, but I don't bake a lot.
Every couple of weeks, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should cook tonight. you know, instead of heating something up in the microwave. But sometimes cooking for one person is a pain in the ass.
You can't cook for one person. When you cook, you got to cook for, like, two or three people. Like, that's how much stuff, you know? Like, you can't just cook for one person. It's really hard to cook for one person.
My mom wants
you
to cook.
Look, I've been living by myself for quite some time, and what you do with some dishes, you just cook them, and then you freeze the other. Because there will be days when you don't feel like cooking. All you got to do is just grab it out of the freezer and pop it in the microwave. You know, that's how
that's
you have to
point.
Do that.
That's
huh?
That's a good point.
It is. I mean, you know, make enough for you. In fact, I can cook for, and you don't have to, like, it's, you think it's hard to cook for one person, but it's not. It all depends on what you cook. You know, it all depends. Like things like if you make a pot of chili or a pot of spaghetti, that kind of thing. See, that kind of stuff you can eat some and then you can put the rest in the freezer bags or something, and then you can have it on the days when you don't feel like cooking. You know, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because cooking for one is so hard, though. I mean. My mom still cooks for, like, eight of us. My mom sometimes, without thinking, she just automatically cooks, like, a whole big thing of, thinking my dad's like, honey, it's just the three of us now, your mom and I and you. And my mom's like, oh, yeah, I. So whenever that happens, then all of us kids get, like, it's sent to us. Like, if my mom knows we like it, then... See, he sends grandma over with it, and I'm like, I like that. I like when she messes up. Okay. There's a poll on CBS.com. Days of Our Life might be getting a new writer.
Might be getting a new writer. Oh, really? Too bad GH is not getting a new writer.
I was just going to turn on.
Too bad. Too bad.
It will be really weird to see how they are doing Ryan O. They are going to have Ryan O. Classic after this week, after he has the routines go off. Like in 2 weeks, they are doing Young and the Restless, old Young and the Restless.
Well, that's something like on SoapNet, because at 5 a.m. they bring back like the old Ryan Hope, Ryan's Hope on SoapNet. You know, some of the old episodes, you know, and it's interesting this, you know. So maybe that's what they're doing. But when Y&R started, I watched when it first came on the air, Y&R. They were focusing on different family then, you know.
Oh, so wasn't always the Abbas and the Newmans and all that? Oh,
well, it was at
that.
At that time it was the Chancellors, you know.
And there was, I'm
trying to think of this. It's been so long now, but they were the main ones, and I guess it was the Newmans. Yeah, it was the Newmans, but not right away, because my mom, I watched it for a while, and then I stopped, because my mom, that was her favorite soap opera, Y&R. And I remember a very young Victor Newman, or as young as he could be, and Nikki and the kids. I mean, it was always a very good show. It was always a very good show. But then I got sick of it. I stopped watching it. So now it's a whole different ball game. Now you have the Abbotts and, you know, that kind of thing. But
I didn't get into Young and the Restless like 5 or 7 years ago. But then I got into it. But Dave has always been my show. Dave, and then in middle school, high school, was Center Hospital. I mean, those were like my main soap operas. And then somehow I got into One Life and AMC and all the others. And I loved Santa Barbara when it was on. I loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to look at that. Mm-hmm. I used to look at Santa Barbara.
They just showed a preview for One Life to Live with Eli and Ross and Danny and all that. Oh, crap. And Eli kills that black doctor, and I don't think Tay is dead because they showed a
I don't think so either.
Yeah, yeah, but what was the doctor's name? I don't really watch One Life to Live. Like, I'll catch a show here, but I really don't know what's going on. How did that doctor get involved with
I don't know.
That's what we don't know. Why is he involved? You know.
So I have no idea why he's involved.
Because it sounded like what's the guy who's supposed to be dead but really isn't? It sounds like he was blackmailing him. Does he have something over him that he was
forcing him
to kill Ted?
Eli fabricated that Ross gets Danny. That's what those papers were. And, yeah.
Oh, you know, Todd is going to go off the freaking rails when he hears about that.
He's not going for that. He's going to protect Danny. He already shot Ross once. He'll do it again.
Yes. And you know what I love is I loved when, you know, it was nice when we, you know, supposedly Tia died, but it was nice when they had that, Vicky came over with Jessica over to Todd's, and I loved the relationship between Todd and Vicky. You know, I mean.
Well, that's his big sister, right?
Yeah, half sister. But I mean, I really like the relationship between those two because, and Mr. Todd screws up, she always has his back.
Yeah, but she also calls him on it too.
I mean that's true too, and
she's straight up with.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for Blair because, you know, it's like, you know, she's thinking, probably, how did I get messed up with another psycho? What is wrong with me?
Right.
And, you know, God, Kelly.
I sort of liked her when she was with John. I sort of liked them together.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I mean, they were sort of good. I mean,
I just hope that, because Natalie tells John, I think, this week about the baby.
Oh, she didn't tell him yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
and Brody hasn't told Jessica, but Jessica turned down his marriage proposal for some reason. I don't know.
Wait a second, didn't Jessica tell Brody that baby could have been what's the guy's name?
Fort.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told him that.
And then he had the ring today and it proposed to her and she said no.
I watched that today.
I'm like, what the fuck?
She said no, but then he convinced her to say yes.
Exactly. I mean, why now? All of a sudden you're going to change your mind?
I was like, what the fuck? It's broken. I guess she felt maybe guilty. You know, she felt, you know, well, what can you say?
Well,
but she doesn't know yet about him and what, Natalie, right? So you know this is not going to go anywhere good anyway. Because once that's out of the bag, it's like, oh, crap. They're probably going to break them up.
Oh, God, please don't say that, okay? Please don't say that, because right now, I only have one mood of a couple, okay? And I...
isn't she going to have
Brody and Jessica to break up either. They're like my favorite couple on One Life to Live, and I don't know how much One Life to Live.
Isn't she due to have her baby here real soon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she looks like she's getting ready to drop. That girl is huge.
That poor girl needs to have that baby.
She is huge, man. And she and now she's getting low. Yeah, she's about to have that baby.
Oh,
who knows? She shows the tape. Maybe she could have had the baby for all we know. Who knows?
Hey, Finley, I have a question, real question for you. But when you had your doll, were you awake or were you out of it?
I was asleep, honey. No, natural childbirth in me. I don't want to feel
no pain.
Wake me up when it's over. What do I have, a girl, a boy, whatever. Whereas Tracy, my daughter, she had natural childbirth. I have to give it to her. I was crying. I was crying, okay, because it hurt my hoochie. And I wouldn't even have a natural child. You know, I admire any woman who goes through that, really. You know, I want to feel nothing. Wake me up when it's over, you know. That's it.
Because, My grandma was asleep like you, like they gave her some kind of drug, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so she was out of it for like a whole day with both my mom and my uncle.
They don't do that anymore. They don't if they do anything, they give you like a little spinal thing, like a little spinal block or that kind of thing, so you won't feel the pain, but they don't really put people, not unless you're going to go to,
they give them an epidural and all that.
Right, you know, and I've had that for other surgeries. I've had that, so, but as far as putting people under like that, you know, they try not to, really. They, because so many things could happen, you know, but.
Well, yeah, and I know my grandma told us one day, I woke up. And I don't even remember pussing or anything, and the baby was there. I'm like, how could you not remember pussing? I mean, you had to puss. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I was out of it. The doctors gave us good drugs back then. Mm-hmm. Your daughter is brave. Wow. She just goes through it well. Mm-hmm. I will, if they break up Victoria and Billy, I will go to California.
They're not
going to
break them up.
They are. This is going to make them even stronger.
Right. They're not going to. I love that couple. Out of the soap operas, they're such a unique couple. I love them. I love them. I love the humor. And they're just a great couple. And I'm telling you that when they decided to break her and her husband up in real life, you know, what's his name?
JT.
That to me that was good because to me they were kind of boring. Okay.
Yeah,
her and Billy, they are so good together.
Crap.
The
actors, they do.
Great chemistry. Great comedic timing. I love them. I really love them. They are so good. And no, they're not going to break them up yet. We all know there's going to come a day when they will break them up. But as for now, I think that's, just like Bridget said, that's going to make them stronger. And I'm going to tell you, Victor keeps fooling around. He's going to end up with that fool woman he got,
yeah.
And they're going to be the only ones left in the damn house. You know what I mean?
Nikki will leave him. Victoria will leave him.
Yeah, Nikki.
Abby doesn't have a relationship with him. Nicholas will be pissed off at him because of Victoria. So basically all of his kids and his wife's going to just leave him all by himself.
Well, that's what I love about the Victoria and Nick relationship. No matter what, they always back each other up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually, I mean, at first Nick is like, you know, at first he's like, you're
the thing is that Victor should know how it feels. because Nick turned him in for insider trading and had he had to go to prison. So he should feel something of what he's pulling on Victoria because he's doing the same thing to Victoria as Nick did to him.
But you see, he was going to break up the way. They got married. That judge, he was rattling off those words, boy, coming fast and quick. They are married. So if that was his intent to stop the marriage from going on, he failed, baby, because they are married. They are married. So, I mean, what is the point? What is the point? He's trying to, show her, well, you know, you stick with these abbots and they can only bring you, grief. But he's the one who's bringing the grief.
Watch it, because Victoria could turn the tables on his ass, because he's the one who told her to take that damn gun to Japan.
Exactly.
So he better watch himself, because she can just turn him right around and make it all on him.
Exactly, and I don't think Nikki was going to stay with him. I really don't.
She's bad. She's ticked. Because
she
saw what he did. She saw them in love and get married and having a new baby, and that's what she saw. Victor didn't see any of that. He assumed that it's a big debacle, and what Victor wants, Victor thinks he needs. So, it's all on him, nobody else.
Exactly, and you know, I loved it when Nikki said something like, you know, you cannot, tell the kids who they love or whatever, come on. I mean, they're going to love who they're going to love, and,
It's just that hate he has for the abbots that he,
he can't see beyond that. It's been a hate relationship for so many. The only abbot he ever really had any respect for was John.
Was the woman, the father, Jack's father.
That's the only abbot that he had ever really had any respect for. Because he knew the business.
I got a question. Why do they hate each other? Is it over like a stupid reason?
Had the same women. Jack had Nikki. He was married to Nikki. They had a child together. It died. They have competed with each other from day one. Jack had Nicholas when he was little, when they were married, him and Nikki were married, and that was, it's been brewing for many years.
Oh, by the way, Bridget, the grades, on A&E has been renewed for a second season.
Yes, I love that show.
The grades.
And then we'll come back and it will return in 2011.
Good deal. So it'll be almost over. I'm glad he's with that girl, though. I'm so happy. But who thinks Heather or what's her better going to end up pregnant? I'm thinking Heather because her and Chance slept together. And I wonder if she's going to have a baby since he's dead. She turned up pregnant.
It's Soapy.
I mean, Nina would go get all over that because she liked Heather with Chance.
Because she didn't like the other one. Chloe with him.
Chloe could turn up pregnant with Ronan because Ronan and her slept together. I mean, that could be Soapy too, brothers.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, and you know who I'm really starting to like, not as a couple, but I love it when Brady and Melody have like a brotherly sister. I love their scenes together. Like, he will do anything for her. And it's like a house. And That's why, I mean, and how did Brady and Maggie get close?
Because Maggie's his sponsor.
Oh, Maggie's
for his drug
sponsor.
And alcohol. Yeah, for his drug problem. She's his
sponsor
for AA.
Well, it looks like Maggie is everyone's sponsor because she was Lucas's sponsor and, you know, and that's another thing, you know. The other day they were, you know, Will was on the phone talking to Lucas, and I'm like thinking, you're not really having a conversation with him. because he's not on contract. I was actually thinking that. I'm like, wait a moment. You know, I mean, it's the thing when Alice was still there and hadn't died on screen, when they went upstairs to say goodbye, and I'm like, okay, you guys are saying goodbye to an empty room. Yeah. Christy, you still there? Okay.
She might be gone. It's 11:30 here.
Okay, well, yeah, it's 10:30 here, and...
Well, it's 1:26 here.
Oh, man. I don't know how you do it, Shirley.
I don't have to work. I don't have to get up, you know, early, although I still wake up early. But this is, I'm used to this. This is nothing.
Well,
but even
know,
if I wasn't,
man.
Even if I wasn't on the phone, I'd probably be watching TV. I'd probably fall asleep faster watching TV than talking on the phone, though.
Have you guys ever went to bed and you didn't realize that you turned your TV off, but you, when you wake up in the morning, your TV is, like, off, and you know no one lives with you, and you think, how did the TV get off? Because I don't, I put on the timer, but I thought, that is freaky, you know, but that is just freaky, and it happened to your grandma the other night, and she was freaked out.
Maybe she rolled over on the remote.
The remote?
I've done that.
Well, actually, my dad came upstairs to put something in her face.
And he cut it off.
And he saw she was asleep. And I'm like, Dad, didn't do that. You said it was grandma's head. And that's bad, though. But God, you know.
I always set the alarm just in case, because you never know. I'll lay in bed and watch TV because I can't sleep, and the next thing I know, I'm like, I'll be asleep, and I don't want to turn up the electricity bill, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'll set the alarm for like a half an hour to an hour, and
Mary, is everything going okay on the bus? Do you have any bad kids yet?
Of course not. I have angels on my bus.
You're right.
Okay.
I make sure they're angels because I know all their parents.
So what do I have to do is say,
I'll call your parents. Do you really want me to call your parents?
A little blackmail, huh?
Yeah. No, I have good kids. I can't complain.
Mm.